Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Don Bailey with head coach Mario Cristobal. And coach, let's get some updates here. We finished a great spring practice, had a great turnout at the game, but what's on the agenda right now coming out of spring football?
Well, certainly now it's the most important time of the year. Now it's a true off season, you know, and a team season is usually a reflection of what the off season is like. And, you know, in this football world we live in, the off season and training, nutrition, making the right choices and decisions, this is a true way of life. So that's what the focus is on right now. Classes have begun. We wrapped up finals a week ago, started classes again. And then, so right now it's about getting started. And I think the expectations for what we do and how we do things should be crystal clear. So it's time to really, you know, put our foot on the gas and make this thing go full throttle.
Truth of it is, though, the players kind of have to coach the players right now. I mean, during spring practice, it's very regimented and you have things aligned, but now it's players coaching players.
Without a doubt. I mean, we don't make any excuses and we run a very regimented program, but the offseason is really a time to find out who you can really trust. This time of year, you're going to find out who makes good choices and decisions. You get to find out who, while you groom leadership, you get to find out who really can lead and who can be a really good follower, right? And while you're doing that, it's real simple, right? You've got class, you've got your training sessions. It's kind of funny during this time of year, you know, as coaches, most of us are on the road. I have to stay here due to NCAA rules. You know, head coaches can't go out. We're breaking down opponents, but school starts, all right? So I have a great chance to meet with NFL scouts, talk about, you know, our rising seniors, potential juniors, even sophomores. And I like this time of year because this is a discretionary week. It's voluntary. Well, it's also voluntary to win a championship, you know? So it's good to have those guys around because the scouts, general managers, they get to see, okay, you know, if we're looking at future Miami Hurricanes, what do they do during their voluntary weeks? How do they approach that time? Because, again, we want to make sure that our guys understand that achievement at the highest level requires your greatest effort all the time. And how you do anything is how you do everything. So these weeks are critical in setting the tone for the culture and for the season.
Coach, you also find leadership this time of year. I mean, it's one thing on the field. It's one thing when everybody's watching everybody. But the guys that are providing leadership right now, that's priceless.
It is. It is. And you know how it is. High achievers want to be around high achievers. They don't want to be around low achievers. And this time of year, it requires guys to take things upon themselves. We can't run practice right now. Mm-hmm. You know, we're not going to be able to set up 7-on-7s. The players have to do that. They have to somehow, some way manufacture the rotations. They have to run on and off the field. They have to hold themselves to a certain level of effort, communication, and process. And all those things that are now on them, solely on them. No horns, no whistles, no coaches running up and down the field. But I think the clear understanding is that, you know, we've got to get better, right? You know, 7-5 is not the standard for the University of Miami. And the best thing a team could do in the offseason is look at itself in the mirror and make sure that that we clearly understand that this fall camp coming up, it's going to be a truth teller. Mm-hmm. It's going to tell the truth as to how much we have advanced, how much we have progressed, you know, what we are doing in terms of training, the type of nutrition, the hydration, how seriously we take sleep, what we're putting in our bodies, how we look, because you've got to be in elite condition to be an elite football team. You've got to be more powerful. You've got to be more explosive. You've got to bend better, move better. And all those things, you've got, you know, what everybody else has, 9+ weeks to get that done. So camp will be the truth teller. Between now and camp, it's got to be everybody doing everything they can every day.
Coach, are you seeing gains? I mean, I know you monitor everything very, very closely, but are there certain guys that are excelling at this time of year that lead you to believe that they're going to help you even more in the fall?
Well, we'll find out. You know, there's a lot of – the neat thing is that, you know, your culture gets really strong during this time of year. Mm-hmm. I mean, this time of year where you get to have team activities, you're training together, you're going to class, and, you know, you start forming relationships. And then you have new guys come in the building as well. And that's a test also. You got some alphas coming in, you've got some alphas already here, and you got to get these guys, instead of butting heads, you got to get them going in the same direction. That's what football always has been and always will be. And the common denominator is, you know, the fact that everyone has similar goals and a mindset and are driven to work. So a lot of talented young guys and older guys, guys that we picked up from the portal, have now joined the football team and are ready to go to work. You know, and it's time to work. I've mentioned it over the past, you know, 7 days being up at ACC meetings. People want to come up to you and they want to say, oh, the U is back. The U is back. And I'm like, the U's back to work. That's right. All we're back to, right? We're back to work. We don't live our lives by proclaiming or tweeting greatness or prominence. We've got to get to work, okay? We have got to get better, okay? What has been done is not up to the standard, and it's on us to improve it because it is difficult, and it does require everything you have. So that's the only focus right now, is that and making sure that we identify and hold ourselves accountable, hold each other accountable to a certain standard so that we can progress as a team. It looks a certain way, Don. You know, it looks a certain way. There's no compromising that, and we got to find who we can trust to really perform at the highest level when things are on the line.
Coach, you talked about the spring practice, but you also have some transfers coming in, Session A, and then you have some early enrollees as far as true freshmen go. How do you blend those guys, and is there a mentoring program? I mean, a lot of these guys land here. They've never been on this campus, and they don't know where to go. How do you set all of that up to make them feel comfortable?
Yeah. Well, just like you said, you know, they land here, and it's like, all right, here you go. Here's your gear. Here's your room.
Go to work.
Classes tomorrow. Let's roll. And, you know, the benefit of coming in at mid-year is that you already have experienced that transitionary period. But guys that arrive now, we try to get them here a couple days early so we can get them settled in from their living arrangements to, you know, their cane card, all the things that go with it, show them the processes. And then they have this week to really acclimate from a workout standpoint. But it is about mentorship. And every single player in the program that arrives has a mentor and also has a go-to person in a position coach, an analyst, a graduate assistant, a trainer, a strength and conditioning assistant coach, a development person, person in recruiting, and of course myself and the coordinator. So you've got 9 to 10 go-to people within the facility that you can always lean on and bounce some things off of. But for us, it's open door policy. You know, we want to be connected with our guys. And we tell them all the time, it's like, hey, we're going to be connected. We're going to be tight, but make no mistake about it. We're going to hold you to the highest standard because that's the only way it works. We only have you for a short amount of period of time in your life. And as your last pit stop before real life, and we want to make sure that you get the most out of it.
The lifeblood of every program is recruiting, and this is a big month for recruiting, the month of May. And where's everybody at? Are you sending them out, bringing them back? Give us an outline of what these assistant coaches are doing scouring the country.
There's a lot going on. They're out, they're back, they're hosting here, they're evaluating, watching scrimmages, watching showcases, watching training sessions, watching track meets, right? Watching guys compete in different ways, seeing lacrosse matches, seeing it all. While back here, the days are split right down the middle, where the analysts, the graduate assistants, myself, the recruiting department, development department, we spend half the day breaking down our opponents. So all 12 opponents must be broken down with a preliminary game plan by the end of this month. And the other half of the day is, you know, well, every minute of the day is kind of dedicated to recruiting, but we try to split it in half so we have some semblance of, I don't know, order. to be able to accomplish a lot while the coordinators and the assistant coach are on the road. When they get off the road, we have to have every single opponent down to the T broken down with their changes in coaches and coordinators and everything else. While all that's going on is making sure that we serve as headquarters for them while they're on the road. So they could go and they can perform fast and free. They could really be efficient, get to all the places they need to get to. We can provide with our logistics people how to get from point A to point B. This flight's canceled, got to reroute to here. Hey, take a car, grab a hang glider, whatever you got to grab to get there. This particular scrimmage has been canceled, or it's been moved to this so-and-so place. Things change, but you only have those opportunities, and it's on a lot of number of opportunities to get to where you have to. So the logistics is incredible. Dennis Smith, Juan Navarro have done, an insane job. Those guys, their brains are about to explode, but they've done a great job.
When the players come in, unofficial recruits, right? You see that all the time, unofficial visit, unofficial. But they're here, and they're trying to gather information to make a decision on their official visits. What are some of the things you want to make sure every parent or guardian and player sees when they come on this campus?
Well, the campus speaks for itself in terms of how high tech, how modern, how beautiful it is. It wows you. It really does. I mean, when you take a walk around campus, because you've got a really busy day, right? But when you actually get to walk around with them, you're like, man, I kind of want to come here again. Let me start all over. But the level of professionalism, the fact that this is a private institution, and this is a top 10 private institution in the country, which is, how do you beat that? How do you beat the combination of a private school with this level of an education, the alumni base, the networking opportunities that go with this particular university, the power both financially and connection-wise of this city, the opportunities that it brings, and then the ability to be in such a diverse city where you can grow as a person, you can grow as a human being. You can't beat that. Now throw in, the best level of football in the country and a program that's rebuilding itself to the type of prominence it wants and willing to work at it instead of talk about it. It's what I want. It's what I want for my son, So it's probably a recruiting commercial right here, but it's honest and it's transparent. Like, we're in Coral Gables, Florida, one of the nicest places on the entire planet, with one of the most private and intimate settings you could ever have to receive an education at the highest level while training at the highest level, and easy access, whether you're local, because there's some great players here, you're flying in as an elite player across the country with just so many great selling points that it's fun. It really is. Every time we have someone on campus, it's fun to talk about and brag a little bit about the great place that we have.
Coach, with NIL and college football changing and everything that's going on, you cannot lose the value of the degree from this University of Miami. And you hit on that briefly, but that's something you're going to carry with you for the rest of your life. And football's going to end sooner or later, but you will have that diploma, and that's something to be very proud of. And it's worth a lot. It's valuable outside of football.
It is. It's your vehicle. Yeah. Once football's over with, it's what's going to carry you and take you to that next step, as well as your family, when you become a provider and become an impactful person in this community. Education has always been and will always be at a premium. That can't and never will change. It can't change. That's always got to be at the forefront of what we do and how we do it. And here it's hard to match what we provide here at the University of Miami. So no matter how long you play for, no matter how much NIL opportunities you get, that education is still going to go a little bit and help you get a little bit farther down the line when you got to hang those cleats up.
Mario, you hear so much in sports, trust, 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 trust. How do you build it? How do you build it in the team? How do you build that trust in your culture?
Well, you've got to be real, you've got to be honest, and you've got to bring everything that you have. You can't trust somebody unless you know somebody, and you can't know somebody unless you actually invest time in them. And what kind of time are you investing? you know, because trust isn't built by being kind and cuddly. It's not built by just, you know, bringing direct intensity. It's built through investment. You know, when you invest time, what type of time is that? Are you helping someone get better? Are you helping them have a breakthrough? Can you open up their eyes so they can see things a lot more clearly as opposed to all the clutter they had when they were trying to achieve a certain goal? You know, because when someone realizes like, whoa, yeah, this person, they certainly hold us to a high standard. You know, this is regimented, this is hard, but wow, they know what they're doing and they're helping us find ways to improve, to get better, to help us achieve our ultimate goals, both personal and team-wise. That's when, that's the secret sauce. It's hard work, it's transparency, it's honesty, and then there's performance that goes with that. So all those things combined, that's the magic, you know, which in essence, there is no magic. Just be real, work hard, do it right, all right? And everything else works out pretty well.
Coach, you've been in this a long, long time, and what does it take for a player, and if you're, whether you're talking to a high school player that's considering to Miami or an existing player here, to go to the elite level, to take that step? What are some of the core things that are required to do that?
Well, the truth of the matter is you've heard it so many times. You know, I hate to quote others, but I don't hate to quote others, I should say. It's been said so clearly so many times, it takes what it takes, you know? And, you know, my old mentor I used to work for used to tell us all the time, if you want to be great, you really don't have many choices. It's not about, oh, well, I can do all this other stuff and still be great. No, I got to train. I got to get to bed. I got to take care of my academics. I got to eat well. I got to get my playbook. Those are my choices. You can't compromise that. And there's no way to head fake it, right? There's no way to trick it. There's no way to talk yourself or tweet yourself into being elite. It requires everything you have. And all it takes, it's like, I remember the simplicity of the signs on the wall when I was a player here. I remember that big one that said, all it takes is all you've got. The U was the U with an apostrophe, V-E. And then the other one said, can I trust you? And another one said, press on. Those were the three signs in the entire building. And they all hold true.
They still work.
They still work. That's the secret sauce. Mm-hmm. People that are looking for, you know, that elixir, that secret sauce, that doesn't exist. What existed in football and made things successful 125 years ago still hold true. And those things will continue to hold true. So that's what it takes, you know. And you need high character, tough, hardworking, talented guys that are willing to put team ahead of self to achieve everybody's goals. So that's the beauty of football.
Coach, you talk about when we bring in recruits and the existing players that are here, this is the existing facility is here. There's been a lot of improvements and it's come a long way from the time I was here and you were here, but it's getting ready to explode. There's going to be an outline of what the facilities are going to look like, and it will be as good as anything there is in the whole country when it comes to that. How excited are you about that and the importance of it?
Well, it's as important as it gets as it relates to college football, because it screams investment in the student athlete. That's what it does. And where we're headed, it's a different level of facility. You know, it will be as good or better than anything that's out there in the country. And that's an arms race, right? Every 5 years, you're saying that again, sometimes every year now. But it is exciting because Miami's never had that. And Miami's had a lot of success without it. But as years have gone by, you know, people have discovered that, you know, to be a good business, you've got to keep investing in it. And so that gap was created. Well, now the gap's about to be closed, and we intend to, you know, even pass, you know, that the edge of that gap and get ahead, because we feel that if and when Miami does complete our facility, and we're already, I mean, you should see these renderings, and, you know, we've already started clearing out the areas and finalizing some things as we just move forward. It's moving really fast. It puts us on a different level. Now, all of a sudden, it's like, whoa, the location is off the charts. The education is off the charts. The high-level assistant coach that they've hired, the caliber of athletes that they are recruiting, and now We are resourced to a point where every student athlete gets everything that they can possibly want in order to develop at the highest level, from academic support, mental health, facilities, strength and conditioning, nutrition. Our recovery center is going to be space-age. We might find you in there all the time recovering from your triathlons, whatever you do, you know. So just all in all, it is a complete investment in the betterment, in the development, the progress of the student athlete at a level that you know, it's going to be just very different than the rest of the country.
Coach, I want to hit on something that I don't think enough has been said about is the chemistry, the instant chemistry, I should say, of your coaching staff. And I'm talking about the entirety of it. I don't, you know, it took a while to get this put together, and it just is almost magical how it blended. And you see it every day at practice. You see it in the hallway. You see it in the strength and conditioning. You see it everywhere. That's got to be something you're very, very proud of, that you're able to accumulate the talent and the coaching staff and the assistants and everything that comes with it.
Well, it's hard to come by a group of talented coaches like that. It really is. And to put them all together on the, you know, it's like that old show, The A-Team, right? You got B.A. Barabbas and Face and all the rest of those cast of characters. But the best part about all these guys is not the fact that they've had elite experiences and elite success. It's the fact that they understand the simple concept that the only thing that could prevent this from having success is us, mm-hmm. right? That egos have to be checked at the door, that there's no room for that, that division from within is not an option. And therefore, we've all been at great places. We've all been part of national championships, the NFL, conference championships. But all that matters is what we do here at the University of Miami. So let's make sure that everything we do relates to finding solutions, you know, making ourselves better, challenging each other, lifting each other up. That's one of the best things I see in the mornings when a guy like Dennis Smith, he starts a day off by lifting up a player or a staff member with like a really neat little, you know, post about that person, you know, and that's contagious. And so what's happened is along the way, since when you move to a place, everybody's got to live in the same hotel, right?
You're back in the dorm.
Yeah, you're back in college, right? So a little bit older, but you get to know a lot about each other. You're eating every meal together. You know, you see each other way too much, but that lends to getting to truly know each other. And that lends to trust. And the foundation is so strong right now that we really look forward to working with each other, understanding there are some painful steps along the way, and that we are equipped to handle those and learn and teach as those come along.
Hey Mario, you know, I saw that happen fairly quickly with your football team too. I mean, they, a lot of guys checked egos at the door and they decided, I'll go to every practice and you watch these young men. And it was a new system, new intensity. All of those things are new, but I saw people paying attention to detail, and they wanted to be here, and they want to absorb what this coaching staff was presenting to them.
You know, they did, and I told them at the end of spring, the most important message I had to convey was, thank you. I appreciate you guys taking this in and bringing your effort and good attitude, because what we did was such a drastic change from what that we're accustomed to, and nothing is right or wrong. I don't judge. So I'm not saying something was not done correctly. It's just very different. And the volume and intensity were probably the biggest aspects that were different. And that's challenging, especially when, you know, I've been in a place where there's no humidity and it's about, you know, 55 all the time. So the challenges of volume, intensity, and then the elements are going to test you, you know. And, you know, one thing that was always really just profoundly deep and strong here was that our practices and our training sessions really like made us different on game day. And that's something that is sacred at the University of Miami. And are we there yet? No, we're not. But have we gained ground towards that? You know, making sure that we understand that iron sharpens iron is a real thing here. We've made a lot of progress towards that. Competition has to be brought in, embraced, really appreciated, and it has to be pushed to the highest level. Competition can never be viewed as pitted rivals amongst teammates, you know? And so that has been the strongest push, demanding the absolute most, and not allowing for human nature to get a guy or a coach or a staff or an organization to allow them to relax, because human nature will make that happen now.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
That's right.
You have a good week, you have a good scrimmage, and all of a sudden, you know, if you have a meeting that starts at 6 a.m., you know, do you guys want to test it and come in at 5:59? Good luck, buddy. You know, that ain't happening. So it's the concept of getting on edge and staying on edge, right? Making it sure that it feels like fourth and one every day when it comes to the work. And if you could accomplish that, your mentality will then lead to a great identity and physicality. And now you're on your way to doing some things that are going to help you be successful.
We're going to wrap it up with this. What's on the schedule for head coach Mario Cristobal between now and the start of camp?
Oh, my Lord.
Or should we just go today?
Man.
Just go today.
Yeah, it's... No, it doesn't. And that's the way it should be. And I don't particularly know how everybody else does it. I don't ever want to pat my, I work really hard. I'm up all these hours. It is what it is. That's certain people along the way. You learn from
it's
certain
not like
people.
You don't love it, coach.
It's the best thing in the world.
Right.
But after being with all the guys that I've had a chance to coach for and coach with, that's just, you know, for me to feel like I'm contributing the most to the program, I have to be up and rolling at a certain hour, and I got to go to a certain hour. And it's crazy, but it's really generally like worthwhile, because I do feel it adds the most that it possibly can to our program. So, but one thing for sure is everyone is pouring, you know, their entire existence into this thing, because we got a lot of work to do, and we don't shy away from it, and we don't try to, you know, sugarcoat it. We know that that we have work to do, and we're on it. So it's exciting to see all these guys in a town together, and trying to bring the 22 Hurricanes and galvanize this unit so we could go out there and play our best football.
All right, that'll do it. Don Bailey with head coach Mario Cristobal from the campus of the University of Miami.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.